Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Damon Buford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arthur Rhodes. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Terry Jorgensen. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. McLemore moves to second. Two outs. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Baines takes first base on ball four. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knoblauch hits a line drive into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hoyles hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Hoyles reaches second base with a double. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Bryan Harper, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Larkin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Larkin moves to third. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larkin scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch is hit by the pitch. Jorgensen moves to third. Rabule moves to second. Shane Mack, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes McLemore. The throw from Harper and he is safe. McLemore steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Buford, who is chasing the ball. Puckett reaches third base with a triple. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Puckett scores. One out. It's 2-0, Twins. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Leo Gomez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule misplays the ball. That's an error on Rabule. Davis moves to third. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoyles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Gomez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Jeff Rabiulle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rabiulle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rabiulle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Mack reaches second base with a double. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Puckett is walked intentionally. Mark Williamson now pitching. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Winfield hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz strikes out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Larkin hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rabule is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to third. Larkin moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis strikes out. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoyles is hit by the pitch. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Winfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. 1 out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McLemore is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 0 for 3 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jorgensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Jack Voit pinch hits for Harold Baines. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Voit takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Davis strikes out. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Greg Olson now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to third. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Rabule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McLemore strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.